starting with Lupe American. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Perhaps you could tell us why you decided to run and what you hope to accomplish if elected.
I'm running because I love to do public service. I've just finished up a 30-year career of public service, and I want to continue that at a higher level, serving at the state level.
Okay. And if you get to Juneau, what would be the first piece of legislation or pieces that you would like to see introduced?
Well, I would like to work on a long-term fiscal plan. I know that's old news to everyone, and that's the reason I want to get it done. With our declining, the budget that was just passed by the legislature is the highest in decades, and at the same time, our oil revenue or our oil production has declined drastically. And many people in my district have echoed the same concern. We need a long-term fiscal plan with a stable budget.
Okay. And you talked a little bit about your public service background. Perhaps you could tell those who are unfamiliar with you a little bit more about that.
Well, thank you for asking. I finished a 30-year career with public service. 24 years of that career was spent in public finance with management accounting and budget analysis. The last 6 years of my career, I was in charge of running municipal elections. So I have a career built on taking care of the public's money and taking care of their right to vote. And those are the skills I want to take to Juneau in the legislature.
Okay, thank you. every year the mayor sends a list of capital projects to Juneau. You'd be familiar with this. What would you like to see on that list?
I would like to see more attention paid to public safety. There's been a violence in Anchorage has increased, and South Anchorage is sure getting its share. So I would like to see more community and public safety officials working together to reduce crime in Anchorage.
Okay, and how are we doing on drugs in Anchorage? It seems like we're putting many, many people in jail. You can pick up the paper just about any day, but there's no shortage of them.
I really don't know the difference between there's drugs and there's alcohol, and actually I see alcohol as being a larger problem. There's several drunk drivers that have hurt other families, so I think drugs are not as much of a problem as alcohol.
Okay, and we talked earlier on the show about curbing drunk driving, and the question is, what is to be done? In your judgment, what is to be done?
I think the penalties for drunk driving should be made more harsh. I think that the second offense definitely should result in driver's licenses being taken away and people being jailed. There are too many accidents that happen on our roads where there have been drunk drivers who've been let off time and time again, repeatedly, and I'd like to see that stopped.
Okay. As they used to say, now for something completely different, is climate change affecting Alaska? And if so, what is to be done?
I do see that climate change is affecting Alaska with our permafrost in the northern areas, also with the melting of ice, and now ships are able to pass through passages that were formerly frozen. So it opens up industry. I see that as a potential industry boom for Alaskans and the northern areas.
Given your background in the municipality, do you think the city of Anchorage should have a sales tax to diversify its revenue source?
That would have to be something that the voters decide. I think we should explore all kinds of revenue sources, including taxes, but I don't think that's the final answer.
Okay. Do you have any thoughts on the future of the permanent fund? Right now it's mostly it's certainly a savings account, but or a savings fund, but it's also used for dividends.
I actually like the permanent fund dividend fund. I think it actually it brings a lot of economic value to our state. Each year when people receive their dividends, they go out and spend them, and they may use them to catch up on bills, but a lot of them use it for Christmas or just to pump energy into the economy. So I think it's a good thing right now.
Okay. You have 1 minute for a closing statement, please.
Okay, my name is Lupe Mariquin. I'm running for State House in South Anchorage. I'm concerned about the budget that was just passed by the legislature. It's the highest in decades, while at the same time, our oil production is drastically reduced. I feel we need a stable budget with a sensible long-term fiscal plan. I'm also concerned about public safety. The crime in Anchorage has increased in violence, and South Anchorage is being affected. I want to increase safety in our neighborhoods. Education is also an investment for the future, and I would like to work on increasing the graduation rates for our high schools and our universities. I have we're getting ready to build a pipeline. I think this is a great opportunity to invest in our alternate energy industries, and that will bring jobs, revenue, and new energy to Alaska. I have a background in, I want to be part of that new energy for Alaska, so I would really enjoy serving you in the legislature. My name is Lupe Mariquin. I'm running for State House in South Anchorage, and I would appreciate your vote.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
We're now going to turn to the Republicans in House District 31, and this is a contested primary, so we're going to have a little different format. We'll have opening statements from the two Republicans. Then they will have opportunities to ask one another question, and then there'll be a couple of host questions that I will ask them. The first opening statement of 1 minute is for the incumbent Representative Bob Lynn.
Thank you very much. My name is Bob Lynn, and I'm your representative from District 31. And, you know, I've worked very hard to represent you honestly and effectively, and quite frankly, I think I've done a pretty good job. But this election is not about the past. This election is about the future. Our future, the future of our children, our grandchildren, the future of everybody we love. Anybody who tells you there are simple answers to complex questions just don't know what they're talking about. I think I'm a legislator who knows how to come reason together with other folks, with constituents and industry, to get more oil in the pipeline, and that's critical. And we finally need to get a gas pipeline built by somebody that's going someplace. And I'll do what I can to make that happen without giving away the farm. That's a Bob Lynn promise. Resource development, economic development is critical because it's the foundation for better schools, public safety, traditional family values, and just about everything else. And I do respectfully request the honor of your vote.
Thank you, Representative Lynn. Steve Pratt.
Yeah, thank you. Hello. My name is Steve Pratt. You know, about 30 years ago, Kate and I chose Anchorage as the place to live our lives, raise our families, have our adventures. It hasn't disappointed us. We're kind of hoping that the next 30 years will be just as great as the last 30. Over the past 8 years, a lot of candidates tonight have talked about that. We've had, the operating budget has increased dramatically as oil production, which pays the bill, has been cut in half. Our lack of energy infrastructure threatens our ability to economically heat and light our homes and businesses. Our education graduate rates are too low. Right now, Alaska ranks 50th out of 50 states in a recent survey of business friendliness, and internationally, it's just not much better. Alaska does have the resources, the knowledge, and the skills necessary to secure a bright future. What I offer, I bring to the campaign is I offer fresh eyes, responsive ears, and with substantial public and private sector professional, economic, and energy experience, an authoritative voice. I am running for the people of South Anchorage, and I appreciate your consideration tonight. Thanks.
Okay, thank you. The way this is going to work with the question round, the question will be as much as 30 seconds. There'll be a one-minute answer, then a rebuttal and a final response of a rebuttal of 1 minute and a final response of 15 seconds. Mr. Pratt, you have the opportunity to pose the first question to your opponent.
Sure. Representative Lynn, you've talked about this before. On the PERS and TERS, right now there's four tiers in the retirement system. Currently we have three defined benefit tiers and one defined contribution tier. And that may cause us some problems, that the system might cause us some problems down the road. How significant is the unfunded liability for the system, and where will the dollars come from to cure this liability?
1 minute, Representative Lynn.
Thank you very much. I support a return to defined benefits. I think that's the way to go. I think we got into this mess because the actuarial people didn't do their job, and we've gotten some money back from those people for that. We have to have a retirement program that will keep good people in Alaska and enable us to recruit new people for Alaska. As far as paying for it, I think we need that needs to be one of the first priorities for saving. You know, we need to spend less and save more. This is where we need to start saving. I heartily support PERS and STIRS because I think it makes a lot of sense.
Mr. Pratt, a rebuttal?
Yes, that 10, there's a $10 to $15 billion liability right now in PERS and TERS, and I totally agree that this has to be addressed now rather than later. Mr. Carey, a few other candidates, you talked about the permanent fund. What are we going to do with it? And if we don't start dealing with that problem now, that's where a lot of those permanent fund dollars are going to end up, because it's a constitutional mandate that be funded and that happens. It is a terribly significant problem, as I mentioned, $10 to $15 billion, and I'd like to see us develop maybe a 15 or 20 year plan where we actually fund it out of current dollars. And you mentioned state spending. I agree. You know, get control of the operating budget and use those dollars to fund that liability, so down the road we don't have to dip into the piggy bank or the permanent fund. Thank you.
Okay. Your final thoughts, Representative Lynn?
Well, we need to protect the permanent fund. We're not going to use any money from the permanent fund to pay this off and other ways to do it. I think we need to tighten our belts. We need to make sure actuarial tables are correct. We need to, the department needs to make sure that they're taking adequate steps to meet the needs to go along. We got behind because of bad advice, and now there's some bad advice out there telling us that we should keep it the way it is.
Okay, you're stuck. Now, but you do have an opportunity to ask him a question, your opponent, Mr. Pratt.
Well, it's easier to ask a question than it is to answer a question, I guess. Mr. Pratt, legislators face a lot of issues, and most of us need all the help we can get. And you're my constituent, and I'm very curious, why didn't you ever contact me personally before you decided to run again for office and share some of your expertise as an economist and as an expert on oil and gas? And I live nearby. I'm in the phone book, both at home and at work, and I'm pretty easy to find. Never heard a thing about any of your issues before you decided to run.
Well, why did I decide to run?
No. Why didn't you contact me with your advice?
Well, actually, I have. Actually, I've been down to your office in Juneau, and on the PERS and TERS issue, for example, I remember talking to you, coming to your office and describing some of the concerns I had. This was maybe 2 years ago, and because it really wasn't an issue that you were dealing with, I think you told me to go talk to the Department of Administration. I just kind of did my own research on that particular issue and kind of developed some expertise in it. In terms of the economy and energy and education issues, I do my own research. I'm a professional and I work on those things professionally. I don't know what you would want me to do in terms of coming and talking to you in terms of my recommendations. I was certainly available anytime you cared to call me.
Mr. Lynn, you have a minute for a rebuttal. Representative Lynn, excuse me.
Yeah, about 13,000-14,000 people in our district, and they're all welcome to call me, but you have all these ideas about oil and gas and how to make things perfect, and I don't understand why you haven't given me any advice in your area of expertise. I didn't know PERS and STIRS was your area of expertise. I thought you were an economist. I guess we all are if we try to spend less than we take in, but why didn't you give me all the answers on oil and gas like... you seem to have.
Do I have another?
Yeah, for 15 seconds.
Well, some of the things that we did, on the Mayor's Energy Task Force, for example, you point out that you helped to sponsor HB 280. That was a very good bill that Representative Hawker, drove through the legislature, and I appreciate you sponsoring it and voting for it. That was one of the places that I did have input, I guess, indirectly. I don't know what else to tell you.
The host gets to ask a question, and mm-hmm. I'm going to ask it just like this. Mr. Pratt, if the voters in your district elect you, what are they going to get instead of Mr. Lynn? What differentiates the two of you?
Well, you know, we just bring different skill sets. You know, I like Bob. We've, you know, I guess talked on and off over the years. But I do have different skill sets. What I do is I bring a skill sets as a professional economist, as an energy expert. I've got some different experience with the education system. Mr. Lynn is a professional retired teacher. I've got some substitute teaching experience as well as some experience on budget review teams and some private sector ideas on how we may attack some of the issues in the education system. But it's a private sector, a private sector perspective that I bring rather than Mr. Lynn's skill sets. And those are the things really that I bring to the job as a private sector perspective and a great deal of knowledge about investment incentives and energy development.
Okay, Representative Lynn, what differentiates you from your challenger?
How long do we have to answer that question?
You're going to have to give me the nutshell version.
Okay. I have a very broad background, a lot of experience, which comes in handy down there. I'm retired military. I've supervised people in a combat zone. I own my own real estate office in Southern California. I had people working for me. There's private experience. I am a retired public school teacher. That's a type of management. And I've been in the legislature long enough to know where the water cooler is and to get bills done and get it through the process. It's not just knowing the ins and outs of the bill, it's how they get it through the various committees and to the House floor for a vote. You can have the greatest legislation in the world, but if it doesn't get to the floor for a vote, it's all over.
Okay. And I'll have an opportunity to ask another question. I'm going to start with you, Representative Lynn, this time. We always hear about the legislators, candidates, are running with the purpose of cutting the budget. Name one one program or project you'd like to get rid of.
Well, it's a combination of things. I was thinking that you might ask me that. We should probably try to get some of the school district consolidated so we don't have five superintendents of a remote school district when we only need to have one. I think we need to have more efficiency in travel. I think we need to, here's an example. Maybe I can do it fast. All the candidates just did an election pamphlet. He did, I did, it'll come out in the fall. 50% of us are not going to be there. So they're going to send back those of us who didn't make it through the primary. Why don't they wait until after August 24th and put this out so we do one election pamphlet? That's a small thing, but just an example, I think, of how we're wasting money.
Thank you, Mr. Pratt. If we're going to cut the budget, name one thing we're going to cut under you.
I'm not sure. I'll have to think about the election pamphlet idea because they don't actually publish it till after the primary for the candidates, at least. But I'm not sure about a specific program, but what I would like to do is take a peek under the hood to see if we can't redirect state spending to projects that will have long-term sustainable outcomes. Sustainability is going to have to be a key for this state. We mentioned that the operating budget's going up right now, oil production's going down, and we have to start redirecting spending to programs that are sustainable over the long term and don't require massive subsidies year after year after year. I'm not sure specifically what that's going to be, but those are the things that I'm going to be looking at as an economist.
We just had a national debate on health care. We have a federal program that the President and the Congress passed. What can the state of Alaska do to improve health care and control costs for consumers and for those who are in the industry?
Well, one of the things that we can do is reject the national mandate that everybody in the state needs to buy health insurance under the Obama plan. And I believe that the governor has joined a federal lawsuit to see if we can exempt ourselves. I've actually talked to some people executives in the healthcare industry about how we can make some of these things happen. And a lot of it has to do with cost shifts. Whenever you reduce the payments for a particular service, sometimes those costs get shifted onto other services. Competition in the area may be one way to make that happen. Economists always like competitive.
How do you get competition in Alaska where it's so small?
Well, that's a good question. Right now we have two, you know, in Anchorage we've got two major healthcare providers, Humana and Providence. And the state, when they,
Alaska Regional.
Yeah, Alaska Regional. I'm sorry. I guess
you're out of time, and I took a little bit of your time with the question. But we'll have more opportunities.
Okay, sure.
Mr. Lynn, healthcare, cost control, and better service for patients.
Like in any other business, and healthcare, unfortunately, is a business. We need to have more competition. One way to get that is to get rid of the certificate of need. So if Mr. Pat and me and you decide to go into some healthcare business, we don't have to go hat in hand to the governor to ask permission to open that business. It's not a certificate of need, it's a certificate of monopoly. So that's one way.
There have been routinely bills on that, and they usually get defeated, right?
You got that right. That's why I'm going back down.
Okay. We have time for closing statements of 1 minute each. So let's go to Representative Lynn first for his closing statement. Representative Bob Lynn.
Thank you. The perfect candidate didn't file for office because it couldn't be found. But the two of us filed, so now you have to choose between us. My wife and kids say they're going to vote for me, and I hope you do too. I'm going to vote for me. But like I said, we got to get more oil in the pipeline. You got to get our gas to market. But other things are important too, like spending less and saving more, like being safe from gangbangers when you take your kids out shopping at the mall, like being safe from sexual assault and domestic violence, defending parental rights, being able to trust the folks you elect to public office. The legislature is not a one-issue place. It's not just all oil and gas. There are all kinds of issues. I think you know me. I hope you trust me. I think proven performance beats untested promises, and experience is not a bad thing to have. I want to tell you that I work for you and nobody else. You're on my mind every time I cast a vote, and I would appreciate your support, and I respectfully ask for the honor of your vote.
Thank you very much, Bob Lynn. Now let's turn to Steve Pratt for a 1 minute closing statement.
Thank you. You know, economic, energy, and education challenges will test our resolve in the next legislature. AGEA negotiations will need to take place. Either or decisions will need to be made with respect to state spending. Just this past weekend, the LA Times printed an article discussing the implications of Alaska oil production decline. You, the citizens and voters of District 31, have a choice to make. Kate and I intend on making a difference for the better by continuing to serve our community. As your legislator, I will apply every ounce of my background, skills, knowledge, and energy to attack these head-on and secure a bright future for several generations. Sustainability has to be our new catchphrase. Infrastructure needs to be sustainable without massive state government subsidies. Resource development needs to provide long-term jobs and careers, especially in rural areas. State government needs to be our friend rather than our foe. With integrity, forthright, and vision, Alaska's future is bright indeed. To ensure that future, please vote for me, Steve Pratt, on August 24th.
Thank you very much, Steve Pratt. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back.